All right, this game's about to end. The Ducks slide it wide of the goal. 6 for Detroit, 3 for Anaheim. Shot totals for Detroit, 33, Anaheim, 28. And I guess you'll learn some things from the outcome of this game as you prepare for Minnesota in a couple of nights.
Yeah, I look forward to the Ducks having a great practice tomorrow in Minnesota and shaking off the rust, using the time to get back to cleaning up the X's and O's. Just too many flybys. I mentioned it a couple times here. Really, the details just weren't there, and they compiled throughout the course of the game. The going offsides early, they need to shore those types of habits up. A couple of just the breakdowns, the turnovers there, right around the offensive zone blue line for the Ducks, created some odd man rushes against. So, look, it's not going to be easy, but they will clean it up. They have the leadership to do so. They have the coaching staff to do so. So I look forward to watching that practice tomorrow in Minnesota, yep. Seeing what the coaches change, how they implement it in practice, maybe some shakeup in lines too.
Yep.
Maybe it's just been two games where the coaching staff just hasn't got enough out of a lot of the forwards in scoring overall. They got to go back to the drawing board, but not too far off, right? It's not like it was just an overwhelming game for the Anaheim Ducks. Going to be further for the truth from that statement. But look, this is a game in which, being a top team in the league, Anaheim, they will find themselves in more of these situations around 500 teams, maybe below 500 teams, really gunning for them because they know they have to play when the Anaheim Ducks are playing so well, right? They know they have to be relentless. They know they have to be hungry, and that's what the Anaheim Ducks team faced tonight, a hungrier Detroit Red Wings team.
All right. You want me to take a break here, get a little respite before your postgame show with Alexis? Okay. We'll be back with all of that. And don't forget to join us on Saturday night when the Ducks take on the Minnesota Wild. I'm now heading to the bus. We'll wait for Emerson to get off the show. And then we'll be heading to Minnesota. So, time out here. We'll come back with our postgame show in just a moment.
Hi, everyone. Julie Stewart-Binks here, along with former NHLer Nate Thompson. Join us on Energy Line as we share our takes, stories, and surprise guests every week.
Patrick Kane, 3-time Stanley Cup champion.
Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan.
6-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier.
With over 800 NHL games, I know a couple guys.
Biz didn't have Twitter. No one knew who he was, so I called Witt, and I'm like, how is Biz? He was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate him. Then he'll be your best friend.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Anaheim Ducks tickets at Ticketmaster. As the official ticket marketplace of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game, so you can catch all the action live all season long. If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/Ducks.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With a message for everyone paying big wireless way too much. Please, for the love of everything good in this world, stop. With Mint, you can get premium wireless for just $15 a month. Of course, if you enjoy overpaying, no judgments, but that's weird. Okay, one judgment.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. All the rest. Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
Become an Orange Alliance member today. You'll get the best seats, best savings, and best benefits all season long. Plus, new this year, parking is included. Find out more at AnaheimDucks.com/Orange Alliance.
Thank you for listening to this exclusive broadcast of Anaheim Ducks Hockey. Stay right here. Our replay of tonight's game is coming your way on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home of the Anaheim Ducks. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show with Alexis Downey. Exclusively on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of Ducks Hockey.
The Anaheim Ducks fall on the road tonight in Detroit by a final score of 6-3 to the Red Wings. Welcome into the postgame show. I'm Alexis Downey. We're also joined by Emerson Needham, who is inside Little Caesars Arena. Emmer, back-to-back losses for the Ducks now. What was the difference in this game compared to their game on Tuesday?
This was a game where, and I just mentioned it there at the final buzzer of the game before we went to break there, but look, every team now knows that the Anaheim Ducks are for real, and this has never been a Detroit Red Wings that team that's been a slouch. They've, of course, they came into this game with a three-game skid, but with that said, they started off the year really well. Todd McClellan's an unbelievable coach, and to be quite frank, he did his best at picking apart the Anaheim Ducks. Really forwards and deep by those long, quick plays. McClellan really likes to spread everything out, and what the Detroit Red Wings players do, they fight to get to those dead spots. A lot of these goals, seam plays, the high-low plays with traffic in front. So when it comes to that, the high-low shots with traffic in front, it's a lot of times what you see Coach Q and the coaching staff want his team to do early on in the game, and they just didn't, right? Not saying it was a slow start. Of course, it was all evened up there first 20 minutes of play, but look, this was a team where you just wanted the good guys to get ahead early or else it would just become difficult, and the game within the game, I mentioned several times, the turnovers, the offsides, Beckett Seneca just not bearing down, and then losing the battle there on the red line for the goal against there late. That was tough. So it just, you can't let off the pedal. You just really can't, not at the game's highest level.
Additionally, the Ducks took a couple penalties, and that ended up hurting them in this game too, Emmer, as we saw in the last time they played Detroit, taking a number of penalties, a little less tonight, but still some power play goals for Detroit. Let's get into the highlights from this game. First period, there were no goals. However, John Gibson, a familiar face in the net on the other side, made a point-blank save on Troy Terry early into the game.
Now the Anaheim Ducks on the forecheck.
There's a save in front. Oh, my, what a stop that was. Point blank. And he made the save to the Detroit goaltender, former Duck netminder John Gibson. That's one of the best I've seen all year.
It all happened here on the near side. Leo Carlson won the puck battle. And sure enough, he tosses it all alone with Troy Terry. Little pump fake, and John Gibson comes out with a miraculous save.
Had to play that one for Steve's reaction there, Emmer.
Oh, he was jumping on that one. We both were. We thought that puck was going to end up in the back of the Detroit Red Wings net. It was just vintage John Gibson. He was phenomenal. He really held the fort there. His time in. I like to look forward to the details. Well, maybe not even look forward to. We never want to see anyone get hurt. But I look forward to seeing what happened there and why it was pulled.
Yes, he did not play in the third period for the Red Wings, so played the first two periods, then Cam Talbot came in the third. As we moved into the second, a scoreless game. Mo Sider got on the board for the Red Wings, 1-0. The Ducks did answer back very quickly. It was Cutter Gauthier in his home state getting the goal.
Now the Ducks have a 2-on-1 break. Cutter Gauthier, does he get the puck? Nope, they're going to hang on. But he finds it anyway and scores! In other words, it looked like maybe a decision was about to be made. Do I keep it? Do I shoot it? But you got a guy by the name of Cutter Gauthier coming onto his left, and he fired it in.
A nice 2-on-1 for the Ducks with Beckett Seneca on the other side, Emmer.
Yeah, well, Beckett was looking Gauthier off there for the longest time. He tried to pull one last move, a nice stick by the lone defenseman back for the Detroit Red Wings, and then, boom, gift wrapped that puck right in front of Cutter Gauthier, and he makes no mistake. It was easy tap-in, especially in his circumstances there, but it was one of those things where, look, there's no other player you want in that position to slam it home.
Cutter Gauthier, his 100th NHL game tonight, getting a goal. He also, fun fact, got his first NHL goal against the Red Wings. So kind of fitting that he was able to get one in this game tonight. 1-1 game after that. The Wings got on the board again. It was Michael Rasmussen, 2-1 game. But the Ducks answered back. Chris Kreider getting his goal in this one.
2-1 Red Wings lead. Ducks back the other way, have a chance. And that's Chris Kreider with a wrist shot moving into the left of the Detroit goal. That's a big one. Detroit's lead, it's no longer there. It's a 2-2 hockey game.
Kreider's 10th goal of the season. And Emmer, once again, it was Jackson Lacombe with a really nice assist.
Yeah, and I mentioned it right after it happened. Very similar to that goal in Dallas for Chris Kreider, right? That upper short side high goal. He's got that shot down pat. And yeah, it was an unfortunate break. Jackson Lacombe there a couple of shifts prior, letting that brilliant goal there, the top shelf goal by Michael Rasmussen, and he was defending that one-on-one, so it shows his leadership. It shows his dog mentality to say, you know what, I'm going to get this one back, or at least help get this one back for my team. Great drop pass, just a great heads-up play overall. He slows it down a little bit after a great burst of speed. He crosses the blue line. Great heads-up play by Kreider there, going right behind him on almost a drop pass type of play, and no mistake on the finish for Chris Kreider.
Now, the game wasn't tied at 2-2 for very long, though, as the Red Wings got another one. Axel Sandin-Pelikka, the next goal scorer. 3-2 game after two periods. Detroit had 16 shots on goal in that second period as well. As we mentioned earlier, John Gibson left the game. Cam Talbot came into the net for Detroit, and they got another goal. Alex DeBrincat on the power play, 4-2 game. The Ducks answered back, and it was Mikhail Granlund, his first game back in.
Here's the puck fired from the blue line. They score! Attaboy! Moore let it go. Traffic in front of the net, and it looks like Granlund is back in the lineup. Gets credit for the goal on a redirect off the blade of his stick. Ducks back within one here in the third period. It's 4-3 now.
Ryan Strome getting the secondary assist on that goal, too. So both the guys that came back into the lineup tonight getting a point.
Yeah, and look, for Ian Moore, nice little bounce back play. We got the message there at the end of last game, just being critical of some of the younger guys and their plays. And, you know, we agreed with some of the points, but said they had other bright moments. But when you take that in consideration, what a play here late in this game for Ian Moore as he's back on his heels. He gets that puck through. And for all the naysayers in the offseason when it came to Mikhail Granlund, the signing there, look, he's playing like an $8 million player, maybe even nine, right? He's making seven per in his three-year deal here with the Ducks, so he's outperforming his contract already. And I just think a lot of these teams just somehow, some way took him for granted, right? Good pickup by Pat Verbeek. In Pat we trust. We continue. I actually had the pleasure of speaking with Pat just quickly prior to the Anaheim Ducks pregame skate. Congratulations him on just a great job well done putting together this roster. roster. And he's just his typical humble self. He says there's still a lot to work to do, but he definitely likes where this team is at this point in time. So a couple of tough back-to-back losses. If there's any team that can come back hard, it's this good guys, the Anaheim Ducks. And I have a feeling that, look, we've been looking for just the perfect start. Well, I think the perfect start is near and dear and upcoming here in Minnesota.
I'm glad you brought that up. With the final score in this game, I mentioned 6-3, two more goals after Granlund's, an empty netter, and a Dylan Larkin goal as well. Emerson, when you look at this game, the Ducks not getting the first goal in this one and chasing the game a bit. I mean, how important is it going to be for them to change that and not be in these situations where they're chasing games all the time?
Yeah, well, I mean, how much do you think they're thinking about it, right? They know it's on their radar. It's been happening to them. So I think it's, well, I don't think individual players are squeezing the stick. I mean, obviously, guys with the production we're seeing, Kreitz continues to score. Cutter Gauthier continues to score. So guys continue to score here for the Ducks that are consistently scoring. But I just think the team, they're aware of it. They know what's going on. So I just think they're overthinking it. And that's really the only team, I think, mentality, just scoring that first goal that's kind of haunting them here. So, look, it's an easy change. I think worry about it less. I think just go out and play. And just from each and every draw, because the Red Wings, they were the better faceoff team in the first period. So how much did that have to do with the Red Wings, of course, not only starting with each play off with the puck, of course they were, but ultimately finding the back of the Ducks net as well, right? So starts with the faceoffs. Each and every play starts with the faceoffs. I think if the Anaheim Ducks, they've been improving in faceoff, they're much better this year in the faceoff, but if they can get that early on in the game, I think that's at least going to solve half the problem.
Yeah, you think about that DeBrincat power play goal. The Wings won that faceoff real quickly and were able to set that play up.
Yeah, Patty Kane coming, slashing right through top of the circle there. Obviously, a couple exchanges, and Moritz Seider gets that puck. And look, this is a it's a team in which, well coached. I mentioned McClellan. He's been in the game a long time. So, hey, he knows what he's doing. This Detroit team, they know what they're doing. We knew it wasn't going to be easy, but maybe even a little bit harder than expected.
All right, Emerson. Well, thank you for your insight on the post-game show. We look forward to the next game for the Ducks on Saturday and look forward to hearing about that practice tomorrow as well.
No, I have full belief that the coaching staff is going to clean everything up and this Ducks team is going to be that much better in many.
Safe travels to Minnesota. We will be right back with our post-game coverage.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water has been there for you. With naturally occurring electrolytes for a crisp taste, sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments, and now proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistant's assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today.
Visit mintmobile.com/radio.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, get in.
What?
Who are you?
I'm future you.
Constipation with belly pain still coming back?
Yeah.
Mia, our doctor figured it out. She said it's irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, and Linzess could help you get ahead of it.
Linzess Linaclitide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. package. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place, where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season. See the complete list at anaheimducks.com/promotions.
We're back with our post-game coverage, talking about this Ducks loss on the road tonight. 6-3, the final inside Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, Michigan. The Red Wings getting a victory. So the season series ends with one win for each team, as the Ducks did win the first meeting back on Halloween inside Honda Center. Now, a positive from this night was with Chris Kreider's goal. The Ducks became the first team with three players to have double-digit goals this season. So Cutter Gauthier, 12 on his year, Leo Carlson, 11, and Chris Kreider got to the 10-goal mark tonight. So that's a positive on the end of scoring from this team, which they've had no problem with this season, only getting three here tonight and nothing for the Ducks on the power play. Unfortunately, they did have three chances on that end, but not able to generate much there tonight. Only one shot on goal on the power play. This game, when you look at it, maybe not on paper, but in the overall effort of this team, I liked what Emerson said about the details in the Ducks game missing. And that's what it felt like. There was just little things, whether it was turnovers, the forecheck, just little things in the game. You know, it was a physical game on that end. The Ducks 21 hits, 16 for the Red Wings. But it was finishing their checks or certain sticks in the lane. Just little things like that. Protecting the crease a bit more. We saw a lot of Red Wings players driving the crease, kind of getting in Dostal's way. That's how they were able to score a couple of their goals and something we talked about. So those details in the game seem to be missing tonight. I also felt like that overall jump in the Ducks' speed, it wasn't their transition off the rush. It wasn't really on display that much tonight. And, you know, that makes a difference. I wouldn't say they looked tired by any means, but it just wasn't the Ducks team that we've been seeing, especially through that big win streak. High flying, you know, fast, off the rush, all of that, the good stuff. So it was just an off night, I think, for this Ducks team and a team that had some change coming into it. I mean, we saw the season debut of Ryan Strome, who ended up, let's see what his ice time was, 13:49, 20 shifts. So I did actually get a lot of ice time. At one point I looked at it and it was around the 7-minute total on ice. So he ended up spending a bit more time on the ice, which was not really a surprise, I think, as he was fully healthy coming back into this game. He was on that fourth line tonight with Johnston and Vetrano. And then, of course, Granlund coming back into the game, making a difference on that end. And he was someone that the Ducks missed, something Emerson and I just talked about in that last segment. So good to have him back. Some changes to the lineup. And also, if you remember, Ryan Poehling was out with an upper body injury for this one here tonight. So yeah, I think this practice tomorrow for the team is going to be very important. They're going to have to find their footing again. And this is the first time this season we've seen back-to-back regulation losses for the Ducks. You know, it's hard to believe. It's not hard to believe that because this is a very different team. But we're already in mid. It's a month into the season for the Ducks. And the fact that this is the first time, that's a good sign. You know, this is really a different team this season. And we know that they know that this was not their best tonight. And there's a lot to work on tomorrow in practice. So we have a message here on our text line from Daniel. He said A couple tough losses, but still good lessons to take from these two. A bounce back win in Minnesota will be much needed momentum before our homestand. Yeah, the Ducks have a lot of games coming up at Honda Center beginning next week. Four games inside Honda Center and then two more the week after. So six games at home. If you're looking to catch a Ducks game this season, that's a great opportunity to around the holiday as well. So make sure to get your tickets, check them out. A lot of good opponents coming inside Honda Center too. Of course, it finishes off with that first freeway face-off of the season, but I don't want to get ahead of ourselves and look too far at the schedule. Just mentioning it in case you're looking ahead, trying to get to a game inside Honda Center. We're talking about this game here tonight in Detroit as the team still has one more game on the road. And to Daniel's point, a bounce back win in Minnesota would be obviously a great way to end this road trip, especially because, I mean, this stretch of hockey that the Ducks have played has been a lot of tough opponents. It has not gotten any easier. Going to Colorado on Tuesday, we knew that would be a tough game. Again, that final score didn't feel like it was a depiction of the game. The final score in this game here tonight, you know, it ended with Detroit getting that empty netter for DeBrincat. So, two-goal game for DeBrincat. You know, it was a tough night for the Ducks and one that they're just going to have to, you know, look past, keep moving forward, fix their details in the game. And, I mean, when you look also at the score sheet from this game, nine different Ducks players gone on the sheet. So, again, the offense is not a problem on that end, but the penalties did become a problem in this game. Once again, like the first time we played Detroit not too long ago, less than 2 weeks ago, when the Ducks gave the Red Wings seven power play chances. Tonight, it was only four. Still, PK struggling there, giving up two goals. So, some things from this game that they, again, like Daniel said, they will certainly be able to learn from. So we're going to take a break here on our post-game show. When we come back, still wrap up this game here tonight and look ahead to the next one in Minnesota.
With the NHL app, you can listen to every NHL game right from your phone. And with home and away broadcast feeds, you choose your way to listen.
And he scores!
Whether you're at work, at the gym, or stuck in traffic, the NHL app puts you right in the action all season long. Every team, every game, everywhere you go. Download the NHL app and never miss a moment.
Introducing Lineage Watch Company, an independent American watch brand proudly owned and operated in Southern California. Designed, engineered, tested, and hand-assembled in the USA, Lineage watches are uniquely powered by American-built movements. Define your legacy today with a Lineage timepiece at lineagewatchco.com. That is lineagewatchco.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
O'Reilly. Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the products for your next oil change. Right now, get 5 quarts of Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Wix filter for $35.99. Plus, get a $15 gift card after rebate. Limits apply. See your O'Reilly Auto Parts store for details or shop O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Here's the tale of the Daily Med Fill. Same old pharmacy, same old bill. But those prices kept rising higher still.
Till the savings wrangler rode in, cool as can be. Tap Good RX, saving massively.
No plan? Don't matter none. Up to 80% off. Deals are done.
Discounts hitting harder than Ma's chili. Dang. That one little lap does all the rest.
Save time and money on prescriptions.
Check Good RX. Good RX is not insurance.
Ducks single game tickets are on sale now. Check out the new lineup of cool giveaways, theme nights, and ticket packages for the 2025-26 season presented by UCI Health. Giveaways include a Wild Wing mask, wearable blanket, Nutcracker, Boy Band Tee, and so much more. See the complete list at AnaheimDucks.com/promotions.
With the post game coverage here, talking about this Ducks and Red Wings game tonight. Wanted to also mention, unfortunately, one of the Ducks players that was held off the score sheet tonight was number 91, Leo Carlson. That means that his 11 game point streak has officially come to an end. So doesn't mean he can't do it again. He could certainly pick up on Saturday and start another one. And I have no doubt that we're going to see that again from Leo Carlson this season. He's been someone that the team has relied on. And the fact that he didn't get a point in this game, I always say he's making everyone around him better. And when he has success, the team has success. So I feel like that speaks a little bit to kind of how this game went, to the fact that the Ducks were not able get a win in this game in Detroit. And also was looking back to a little bit from the early parts of the first period, and the Ducks weren't able to get a shot on goal through 7 minutes into this game. Kind of felt like a bad omen per se coming into the early parts of the game. You know, Detroit came out shooting 5 shots for them, none for the Ducks. And then eventually the Ducks were able to turn that around, get some good grade A scoring chances. But ultimately, like I said, just not quite in the Anaheim game plan tonight. They just weren't able to execute completely. And Detroit was ultimately the better team in this one. So the Ducks now fall to a record of 11-5-1. So that brings the question of where do they end up in the Pacific Division right now? Well, they're still on top, and they're still with 23 points. I mentioned that 11-5-1. The Kings right behind them now, 22 points. So the Ducks need to get another win on Saturday in Minnesota in order to stay up there. And it's getting a little bit closer right now. So that's where that stands. That's where the Leo Carlson point streak comes to an end. And also got word that John Gibson left the game with an upper body injury. So that is why he did not play in the third period against his former team in the Anaheim Ducks. So Cam Talbot finishing out the game for Detroit. And as we look ahead to that game on Saturday for the Ducks, it's an early start here on the West Coast, as it's a 3:00 Pacific time game. And when you look at how Minnesota has been doing this season, they're 7-7-4. They're 4-3-3 in their last 10 games. So, you know, they're a little bit more in the middle of the pack, but we know how competitive the West has been so far this season. They're 18 games in, so they have a game on the Ducks right now too. So going to be another good test for Anaheim before they come back home for that 6-game homestand. Really exciting to have them back in the building, because they have been very hot inside Honda Center. Only one loss in the building this year. So we know it's that good energy that the fans have been bringing all season long. So if you want to stick around and listen to the replay of this game here tonight, you can find that on the other side of the commercial break. Otherwise, the final score, 6 for the Detroit Red Wings, 3 for the Anaheim Ducks. And the next time you can find us, as I mentioned, Saturday, a 3:00 game. So we will have the pregame show for you early, 2:30. Make sure to join us for that. And thank you for listening to our postgame show on DuckStream, powered by TuneIn, and have a nice evening.